Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Yurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And joining me, Milan Yurkovic. Hello, Milan.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Of course, Milan is the
We're excited to be with you, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Milan's the author of How We Love and How We Love Our Kids, a great way to apply all those great principles. And then also Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Steve, doing well, thank you.
Well, I want to read something that somebody said about you, Dave. And this was passed on to me from Jeff Alexander, one of our ministry services manager. And he said this: my youngest son just turned 41 this week, and I remember calling about him when he was 18 or 19 years old, so that's about 21 years ago, and asking what to do as he was getting into drugs. Well, Dr. Stoop answered and gave me good advice. Now, this young man is a very successful tech expert, happily married, and is buying a new home. I just wanted to say thanks. You do make a difference by what you do. You're in my prayers that God will always supply your needs as you reach many more people. Thanks. And that's from B. Well, that's really, Dave.
That's awesome.
Good,
I'm going to take
job.
That home and give it to my wife.
Well, you know, I'm sure the advice came from the struggle you had with your own son. And it just shows how God, no matter what you've been through, it may not make sense, maybe very hurtful, bitter, painful. But God will take that, and he'll use it if you'll surrender it to him. It's pretty remarkable how he does that.
That's amazing. That's a real testimony, not just to me, but to all of us and the ministry of the radio and TV program and what it does in people's lives.
Well, I'm sure your advice wasn't, well, just be nicer to him.
No.
You know, she probably had to do some very tough soul-searching there.
You had to
act. Respond in the right way.
You know, I spoke yesterday morning at a church, the other weekend at a church, on when someone you love is addicted. I spoke for over an hour, and they were all caregivers and how to help other people. And so that's an extension of the ministry as well.
Yeah. Well, we love to help people, and we love to help the people that help people. And we want to help you, and so all you have to do is just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us do that. Right now, we're going to go right to the phone calls, and let's go here to, well, let's talk to Grace. She's calling from Pennsylvania there. Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
We are married almost 33 years, and in December, my husband and I did not get along. I felt like our marriage was over. It felt like he did not share his heart with me. So I moved into another room. In the end of January, the beginning of February, he said to me one night, you've been begging for my heart. Here's my heart. I'm involved in pornography.
Wow.
that really didn't faze me a whole lot because I felt like at that point our marriage was already over. So he has a really good support group around here, and they encouraged him to go to Every Man's Battle.
Okay.
And he had asked me if I would go to Restore.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to go to Every Man's Battle in Georgia. His flight was canceled, and he did not get there. However, 2 weeks later, I did go to Restore. Mm. He is rescheduled to go to Every Man's Battle in July.
Great.
This past weekend, we had some time alone. We went camping, just the two of us. And he is really struggling with his desire to connect with me.
All right, hold on. We'll get to it. It makes sense. We'll be back.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and I want to invite you to the 2017 New Life Recovery Conference. The theme is Recovery of the Soul. It's May 20th in Leesburg, Virginia, at Leesburg Community Church. You will love this conference if you're a life recovery group leader, if you're a person in recovery, or you're just interested in these biblically based 12 steps. We're going to talk about the neglect of the soul, God, not me, God's love in recovery. We're going to talk about grace over shame and the role of family and intervention. We're going to help you discover how to launch a life recovery group. We're going to help you create a ministry. But more than anything, we're going to help you restore your soul through recovery. Come join us. It's the New Life Recovery Conference, May 20th in Leesburg, Virginia. To sign up, go to liferecoverygroups.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, talking with Grace, and her husband has, well, he's stopped using pornography. He's cleaned up his act. He's going to go to Every Man's Battle, which will begin a whole different, deeper, richer depth in his recovery process. But he's having a hard time with desire and intimacy. And, you know, this is really very, very common, Grace, because a man becomes so bonded to the pornography experience. In fact, you know, just like heroin, when they have a sexual experience with pornography, there's a spike in dopamine, but there's also a spike in oxytocin. And it bonds him. It's the bonding hormone that bonds babies to mothers. And it bonds him to that. And so he gets used to this experience that is free of all human need or any kind of connection or sharing or intimacy. And just stopping the one thing doesn't enable him to know how to be intimate with you or to even desire you. That is one of the effects of pornography, is it really does prevent a man from being sexually competent with a woman. That's not something that Hugh Hefner shared with people when he was espousing the Playboy philosophy, but we see it all the time. And so I would say to him, if I were you, I really understand how difficult this is. And I'm so proud of you for stopping. But I believe when you go to Every Man's Battle in July, you're going to learn some new things to start. You're going to develop some relationships and some things to sustain this growth process that will lead you back to me. And just let him know, I'm going to be patient. I just want to be sure that that's the direction you're heading. Mylon or Dave, any thoughts on this?
Grace, was that your question?
Yes, it was in a certain sense, and I do support him, and I did tell him that way that yesterday. I feel like he wants to stuff it, and I'm very
Hold on one second. What did he say to you when you were camping? What did he say right before the break? He said something to you about desire for you. What did he say?
He really desires to hold me close.
Okay.
And he wants to touch me. But when I came back from Restore, I had set some boundaries.
Okay.
And I did not lift those.
Okay, so stop right there. I thought that's what you said. He wants to be close to you. He wants to touch you. And you mean sexually touch you?
He is okay with just right now holding me.
Okay.
I guess you'd say cuddling.
Okay,
and
so
he said, again last night, we don't have to have sex.
Okay, so what then is your question?
How do I sit well and hold my boundaries until July?
Okay, so.
Or do I just give in and say, thank you for sharing your heart? Here we go.
Well, I think that, first of all, I'm glad we clarified your question, because he wants to draw close to you, and he is taking steps to reenter the relationship with you, which I think is great. He is the one that offered his heart to you. He confessed to you, and now he's drawn to you, and he wants to reestablish a relationship. But for you to say, hold on, I don't have the trust levels back yet to where they need to be, and so I'm not quite ready to let myself in your arms and let you comfort me or hold me or cuddle with me yet. I haven't quite gotten there yet. And I would just not be afraid to tell him that I'm emotionally not ready. And then we always have to look at whatever boundaries they are that we have set up and ask ourselves, is this a practical boundary? Is it still functional? Is it something I want to keep on the table? We don't have to make irreversible boundaries. We can make what I call warm boundaries. And you're going to have to decide if July is your focal point, that he has to go there before you could ever start touching him again. And then go ahead and tell him that, and just tell him he's going to have to wait till July. Perhaps holding hands, perhaps a hug, perhaps different things that are a little less vulnerable than just cuddling would be something that you could gradually work your way into. But it's going to take time for that to redevelop. Dave?
Well, it sounds like he's serious about what he's planning to do, since he tried to go when it was in Georgia and he's signed up for the July. Hmm. But you've got to – I really want to underscore what Mylon said about the boundaries are not set in concrete. They can be adjusted and moved depending on how confident you feel. But make sure that you do that based not on his pleading or his pressuring, but on your comfort, and you want to stretch your comfort a little bit, but not too much to where it begins to be scary again. And my understanding would be that you're terrified that everything will go back to what it was, mm-hmm. and he won't go in July, and that's a valid fear.
I think he will go in July. I think he's planning to also take our son along.
Oh wow!
Who is getting married in October?
Wow.
So, hey, let me affirm that, because I sent somebody who was not married yet to the, and he just kind of dabbled in pornography, and he said it was a life-changing event. And then a couple months ago, somebody brought their son-in-law, and they didn't have a problem with pornography themselves, and it was a life-changing event for both the son-in-law and the father-in-law. It is a life-changing event. So for him to take your son, wow, that's exciting.
Yeah,
all right.
He didn't get the other one convinced yet. But so I know that he is changing, and because of that, I want to be there for him when he shares his desires. And what is he supposed to do with his desires?
He can sublimate them.
I don't want to stuff
them. He can sublimate them. He can go jog. He can take a cold shower. I mean, but do what's comfortable for you. That's the thing I want you to hear. But press your comfort zone a bit, but don't get to where you get scared or where you regret it later.
Part of what he has to do is accept that, you know, this is one of the consequences of getting involved in pornography and instant sexual gratification. You become more and more adept at not having to have the instant sexual gratification the longer you go without pornography, which that's really what it was all about. So, hopefully when he goes to the workshop, they're going to be telling him you're okay. One of the things that they explain to men, which is hard for them to grasp, is that sex isn't a need. And because they've been saying, I've got to meet this need. Well, it isn't a need. You won't die if you don't have sex. It's a desire. Now, it's a valid desire, absolutely, but it really is a challenge, and it forces a guy, like many men, cannot handle that alone. Well, that's great, because it forces you to pick up the phone, maybe, rather than do something destructive. It forces you to go connect, rather than have this soul sexual experience, and it really does aid in the healing and the character growth when he isn't just able to fulfill himself whenever he wants. I will send you, I think you and you would love Mylan's book, How We Love. I think the two of you would grow deeper in your understanding of that. And so let me send that to you. And anybody else, of course, if you are wanting a great book on how do I relate or why don't I relate with ease with this person that I love and I married, How We Love is just one amazing book. And you can get a copy by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to the next caller. And that next caller, well, how about let's talk with Beverly from, I think it's Floyd, Virginia. Hi, Beverly. How are you today? How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call. I'm desperate.
Sure. Well, what's going on?
I've been married to, my first marriage was 20 years. Very abusive when I got out. And I thought maybe I had learned my lesson. The second marriage, it's great. I love my husband. We have a good life together for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
He knew where I stood right up front. He knew that I was a Christian. He knew my objective was, I'm very vocal. I mean, I am who I am. I'm vocal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny my walk. And he, I have learned, and it's taken me some time to discover this, he's very double-minded. And I know what the Bible says about double-minded. Run. I would rather for you to be hot or cold, or I will spew you out of my mouth. You know, and I just, he's okay with me and the way things are to my face, but then if I walk out of the room and I come back in the room, I'm forcing him to be this way. I'm forcing him to be this person. I don't force him to go to church with me. I did call in some markers to get him to go to church with me, but, you know, it's still a choice.
Well, you know, it sounds like to me you're on one spiritual plane, and he's on an entirely different spiritual
plane. You have no idea. Yes, you are so crazy.
So are you married to him or you're dating him?
No, no. We've been married for 12 years.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Yeah.
So what's the question for us then? I think we get it. What's the question?
How do I deal with somebody like that? I mean... Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point where, you know, for me to say anything, he'll twist it to where I'm forcing it, or I've got to do this because she says so. Or if I ask him a question, and then he'll go to somebody else, and then they may ask him the same question, and he's a yes man.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, sure.
He says what
Absolutely.
He wants other people to hear.
Yeah.
And when I call him out on it, I don't even think... I don't know. He's got this mentality that I'll take it as far as I can, but I won't take it to the point I'll get my fingers dirty.
And so your question was, what do you do about it? Was that what you said?
Yeah. Okay. I know I can't punch him in the face.
Right.
I know.
Okay. Well, let's hear from Mylan and Dave what they think you could do after 12 years, and it's resulted in this kind of double-minded disconnection. What do you guys think?
Well, Beverly... I'm going to share something with you that you're probably not planning to hear today from us. But maybe the place you need to start is on your knees before the Lord and telling him, the Lord, that basically you did not pick a person that was a person that represented the Lord. That somehow you chose a person and you didn't know him very well. And you can blame your husband all day long, or you could stop and take a look at yourself and say, I didn't thoroughly vet him before I married him. I didn't thoroughly really understand what kind of a guy he was. Or we dated such a short period of time or didn't have the right marital counseling. I didn't know who he was. And maybe we need to start first with our own self-examination, because you said I made a mistake once. And then I didn't think I'd do it again. And maybe we need to start. Maybe you need to start with you.
No, you're pointing the finger at the right person, because when I married the first time, I was 15, and we did not separate until I was 33. And I know when I married my husband now that the Holy Spirit told me to run. I know that. But I was so mentally, and I'm not even saying this is not even an excuse. Now I look back and I think that I was just I don't know what I was, but mentally I just wanted somebody to love me.
Mm.
And he threw, I didn't know men. I mean, I didn't know how their minds work. And
right.
He played all the cards right. He
sure.
told
okay.
me everything
well,
I wanted to hear, even if the spirit was telling me another thing.
Okay, but that happens all of the time, and I like it that what you want is not insight into how it happened, but what do you do now? And you can hear the music, so you hold on.
Yeah.
I think we can help you with some to-dos that could change this. And, of course, one of the things we know, when you're trying to grow, get someone to become closer or draw to you, telling them they're not good at it or criticizing, it doesn't help, but there are some things that really can. So I'm gonna ask you to hold on. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, come join us for one of these great intensives. And in 2 days, on the 20th, we're in Leesburg. Call us about that. It's the Life Recovery Conference Dave and I are going to do with some other folks. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back talking with Beverly. And Mylon, let's start with you. You've interacted here. What would you say is the best path for her to once and for all end up in a place where they're connected, they're intimate, and he's open and not double-minded anymore?
Well, Beverly, thank you. Thank you for your response that, you know, you realize you do need to take a look at yourself. We all make bad choices. We all do things that are born out of unhealthiness, a lack of training, a lack of modeling as to what guys are really like. Maybe I didn't have a great relationship with my dad. All these different things, Beverly. And I would just really stop and confess this to the Lord. And then James chapter 1 says, if you're in the middle of a trial and you don't know what to do, ask God for wisdom. Lord, how can I treat this man differently so that perhaps I'm helping to contribute. What's my part? And what is my part to maybe contributing to his changing his views or that he feels manipulated? What am I doing, Lord? Give me insight. And then I would also ask for some wise people to come alongside of you and maybe the two of you get some help with someone who can help the two of you learn to listen to each other and love each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to take it a step further. I think that Peter tells the wife in 1 Peter that you win him by your silence. So where I would begin is I would apologize to him that even though it wasn't your intention to manipulate him or force him, he obviously feels like that's what you're doing, and you're not going to do that anymore. And then you just shut your mouth about things that related to church and faith, and pray, talk to God about it, get your friends to pray, talk to God about it, because God moves in some mysterious ways when we shut up and leave it up to Him. I know that in a lot of our situations, I had to learn to be powerless and to accept my powerlessness and to accept then God's power and to make it a matter of prayer. And I gave up my own efforts, and you got to give up your efforts to deal with him and then stand back and watch God work a miracle. Mm-hmm. And that's 1 Peter. That's his advice. You know, you win him by your silence and by the quality of your life.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you called. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a copy of the Mediterranean Love Plan. Now, the reason I am is that in there, it talks about how do we get in tune, or how do we attune to somebody so that we have a connection that we can build some, not only just connection, but passion, romance, and the ultimate level of intimacy. So I'll send that to you, and it's a fun way to do it. There are just tremendous ideas in there. I think you're going to like it. And also, I would encourage the two of you to come to our intensive. The intimacy intensive in marriage is so powerful. We've had people that weren't even talking to each other pull things back together and develop a relationship of meaning and purpose. It really is phenomenal. And you can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And the date on the next one, let me see if I can find that date. I believe it's in July, and it is Washington, D.C., July the 21st.
Yep.
Before we go to the next caller, let me play this little clip that Dave and Jill did on keeping secrets from children. Listen to this.
We hear this a lot, Dave.
Yeah.
People call into the show a lot asking about this kind of thing.
Because in the old days, you wouldn't tell.
Right. That used to be the idea. You keep secrets from children,
yeah,
thinking that you were protecting them.
Yeah. Don't let them go to funerals. Don't let them know that what any of these things. But that has been proven to be destructive.
Well, you protect to the degree that you don't tell them every nitty-gritty detail, that's beyond their age.
Yeah. It's got to be age appropriate, what you say.
Right. But I really think in situations, adoption or where there's, different situations about family members, parents, things like that, that it's really important right from the beginning, right, if possible. I realize this situation, that isn't possible. But right from the beginning, you weave that into a child's story. You don't even have to make it a big deal. But everybody wants to know the truth about themselves.
So what do we tell this mother of the 9-year-old?
Well, I think...
What's she going to do?
Well, it's a powerful segment. It's on tv.newlife.com. When you go there, you'll get some time free to see if you like it. I think you will. tv.newlife.com. It really is a powerful way. It's a transforming way. It's a way to share and experience and internalize knowledge that will transform your life. tv.newlife.com. All right, well, how about Beverly? Let's see. We finished with Beverly, didn't we?
Yes, we just did.
Okay, let's go to Roger. I believe it's Roger from Boise, Idaho. Roger, you there? Well, we're not going to go to Roger. We'll pick someone right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, and if you call us, we'll tell you about Every Man's Battle coming up June the 9th. It's in Chicago, right in the middle of the country, and you could really have a life-changing experience like so many other men do. What an amazing thing when a guy goes from being like a dirty little boy doing little boy things to becoming a man, being in control of himself, and not being driven by lust and urges and desire. Pretty cool thing. Some men never become men until they're in their 50s or 60s. But what a great thing. You could do it on that weekend at Every Man's Battle. It's June the 9th in Chicago. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're going to go to Juanita, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Juanita, how you doing?
Okay.
Welcome to New Life. How could we help you today?
I have been abused as a child by my father and brothers and sisters. And I find it hard now throughout life to trust people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I find it, the one thing that I can find encouraging is if other people can trust me, but I've been sent to counselors for help. I find it so threatening or overpowering to have to talk to a couple people at once. So then I was told that maybe I could try a one-on-one. And even that is too threatening because you're in a room all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it very hard. My pastor would like me to get some counseling, and I guess it's the reason I found courage to call you is because I don't have to face you.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Oh, that's so rough. Mm. But I am so glad you called us. Well, what would the big question be? What could we
Do I begin? How can I begin to trust somebody so that I can get some help?
Okay.
Well, you know, Juanita, it's difficult because nobody's trustworthy. Because we're all sinful people and we all break trust at some level in our relationships. And I've found over the years that the way that I learn to trust is to repair broken trust. When somebody disappoints me, I want to go talk with them about it. If I feel like I've disappointed someone, I want to go talk to them about it. And you will find that not everybody is open to that, but when you find somebody that's open to repairing the trust, you've got a safe person. And you've got a trial and error kind of thing, and you've got to risk that kind of thing. And
that is very scary.
I know it's a risk, but you do it on small things first. You don't do it on a big thing. But somebody who doesn't call you back when they said they'll call you back, you say, you know, I was hoping you'd call me back, you know, but I'm calling you to make connection. And you got to have support as well, because you got to have some, you got to start to build the circle of safe people. If you get two or three safe people around you, you've got a good foundation for following through and breaking through on your trust issues.
Yeah. I guess I've had a couple people like that I thought I could trust, and one passed away, which is my grandfather.
You can't.
And he passed away at a very critical time of opening up, and well, years after that, I blocked everything out. I just was a very surface person, very shallow.
Well,
and I'm long for deep relationships with people, but...
But the problem is you can't get over this comfortably. You're going to have to risk a little bit more than you're risking, and you're going to have to feel a little more fear and anxiety than you're feeling until you truly get the benefit of a safe relationship. I have a relationship with both Mylan and Dave. They're so safe. I wish you had someone like them. But Mylan, what are your insights here on someone that just can't trust? Yeah.
Just 2 years ago, I had to have major back surgery, and my parents came to see me, and I just was ranted and raved on for not listening to my parents when I was younger. It was a hereditary problem, something I couldn't do, but
horrible.
My father blames me for not standing straight and making the problem worse. And
brother. Well, let's see what Mylan has to say. Mylan, what are you thinking here?
You know what, Juanita? I'm impressed with the insights that you have. You are self-reflective. You're observing yourself, and your insights are good. You're able to describe how you feel and what's going on inside of you. And I think that's really admirable, and it shows that there's a lot of growth inside. I also hear you saying directly, I want deeper relationships. And I think what Steve said was right on, in that it's going to involve risk and it's going to involve some pain. And like we say all the time, we have to pick your pain, the pain of staying stuck or the pain of growing. And because they're both not easy to do, to stay stuck is a very painful place. But here's what I would suggest. I would decide what feels a bit easier, to go into a group, a small group, maybe three or four people that you know, want to just learn to listen to each other. And maybe all you do, and the rules of the group are that Juanita doesn't have to be asked anything. She can just sit in and listen for the first 4 weeks, and nobody ask her anything, or she doesn't have to say anything. Or would you rather go to an individual? You said, and I could see your whole point. That's an excellent point you made. You know, individuals are scary, locked in a room one-on-one. You know, that's how I was abused. So why would I want to do that? So, but you're going to have to take some risk in maybe a group where you can set the rules, where you can say, I'll join in if I feel like it, where I don't feel pressed by the group to do something I don't want to do, where it becomes you choosing. It's where you have control and you choose to chime in. And I think you're absolutely right on. I have to do this someplace. Where and how do I do it? I would say maybe in a smaller group that would honor and respect your boundaries.
Well, here's something that I do know, that if you were to try to look for a recovery group or a support group, like a life recovery support group, and you found one that was safe, see, then you develop some one-on-one and some group kind of relationships. But I know it can be so scary. I think if you hold on, I want to see if we can find who we would say would be the safest counselor in our network near you. And maybe, you know, that would be...
Well, in the past, when I thought I would feel better if I didn't have to be forced to talk, and so I'd feel a little more comfortable, feel like I trust them a little bit before I have to open up, then I was told that I'm being too controlling.
Yeah.
Well, for good reason.
For good reason, I agree, yeah. Dave, and that's where the person running the group needs to know why you are doing that and why you are choosing. They need to be a part of your plan.
It may be that the safest place to begin is in a women's Bible study, and you don't talk until you feel comfortable to talk. Mm-hmm. And at least you're in a context where there's supposed to be some safety, mm-hmm. but maybe not. But you test it, and you gradually begin to open yourself and see how they respond. But be very careful with it because, well, I know you will because you don't want to get hurt again. Mm. But a women's Bible study that talks about more than just – or talks about how to apply the Bible to their life and the struggles in following what the Bible is telling them is the kind of a Bible study that would be helpful for you.
Well, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I'll send you the 365-day devotional. It's a day-by-day devotional. And people love that devotional. I'll send both to you. And it is also our gift to folks who are joining Club New Life, along with some great, great talks from TV.NewLife.com. But I hope and pray that something in Take Your Life Back will encourage you to take the risk that you need to take.
We feel so sorry for Juanita, what she had to go through as a child. It just
and still goes through when she's with her parents.
Yeah,
that's just
absolutely
unbelievable. I sure wouldn't want to be around those parents very much.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Silver Spring, Maryland, and let's talk with Linda there. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Okay. Doing all right. How can we help you today?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling because I need to know, when do I walk away from a relationship? I'm exhausted right now, and I have my own host of issues. And I've been in a relationship for 2.5 years, actually engaged.
Okay, so what's the problem?
I believe, well, one of the problems is I am codependent, and I'm aware of that. And I started attending a meeting, a group, 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. So I realized that I have been, you know, focusing on so many other issues in my life except mine.
Yeah.
But with my partner, with my fiance, I recognize, my opinion is that he's a high-functioning alcoholic. I know that there is some porn involved. And one of the major issues is that I felt abandoned in this relationship when it comes to his family mm-hmm. and his children. Mm-hmm.
So you're not a priority. He's an alcoholic, and he's got a problem with porn. Is that
Absolutely.
All? Come on. Can't you give him a break? Hey, we're going to help
give
you.
More.
Okay. Well, I think
there
that's
is more.
Enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, we'll help you with this right after this break. Listening
okay.
to New Life Live. And if you want to join a group of people that are helping other people, join Club New Life. Find out about that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to transform your life, come to one of our intensives like Every Man's Battle or Restore or come to Take Your Life Back or the Marriage Intensive. They're amazing, and I would hope and pray that you would find a way to get there. And if it's money that's the problem, we have scholarships that are available. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, talking with Linda. Linda, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I've told this before, but, you know, I bought some stock in Disneyland. I just thought that'd be fun. My daughter loved Disneyland, so I bought some stock in Disney. I think, if I remember right, it's about $70 per share. Didn't buy much of it. When it went down to 40, people told me I should sell it. But hey, I had bought it for 70. How can you sell it for 40 if you buy it for 70? I eventually sold it for 20. I wish I had listened to the people that said sell it at 40. Well, you've invested like I invested in Disney, but you invested your heart. And when you did, you thought it was worth about 100%. It's down to 20 already from what I can hear. And I think it's time that you move on, that you cut your losses. I want to hear from Milan and Dave. What do you guys think?
Before you move on, you need to make a list of expectations that need to be different. And you've invested time in the relationship. And fortunately, 2.5 years isn't a lifetime. But I don't know. Have you called him out on any of these things?
Yes, it's long enough.
Okay,
I've written so many lists. I've read
then,
many.
Then don't listen to me. Listen to Steve.
Well, rarely is that good advice.
Well, Linda, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. The alcohol and porn aside for the moment, those are serious things that need to be addressed. Aside from that, you were so bold as to say, and you added this in sort of parenthetically, but you said it. You go, and I have my own issues too. And I appreciated you saying that. And I only want to speak to one issue, and that is that he puts his children ahead of you at some level. And if by any chance you have abandonment issues in your past, especially from your childhood, it's going to be hard for you to share your husband's affections with other people, especially as his children. But he's known them longer than he knows you. And we have this ideal picture in our minds that love and devotion means a singular focus. And what we have to learn in life is that love can have multiple places where it can land. It can land on you for a period of time. It can land on my children. It can land on other people. So I just wanted to speak to that one point that we have to learn to share as opposed to, I don't know what your expectation would be about exclusivity, or what do we do if we're in a room and there's others there that are friends and family. And I just wanted you to just think about that, okay?
Well,
thank you for that. I do.
I think
we had those conversations as well. And I always say there's enough love to go around. There's the kind of love that you give a mate. There's the kind of love that you give to your daughters, your sister. So we've had those conversations as well. So,
but
thank you.
But sometimes people can't do that, and they don't know that there's enough love to go around, and so. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids become the priority. When we're together as a family, I love my kids, but my wife knows that she's my priority, and I know that's the way it is with you, Mylon, and Steve, that we can do that. But there are some people who can only love one object, And if they're forced to make a choice, they choose that one object. And that's a deficit that's hard to repair.
Yeah.
And that's been a major problem. That's been like a major problem. And I don't think that he's able to, you know, make me the priority, you know, and juggle. And so that's why I called you guys today.
Well, here's the thing. There's something in you that feels like you have some value enough to question whether or not you should stay. Now take that and move to the next step and unwind this thing and get out of it. Now, in Take Your Life Back, we talk about feeling enough value that you become your own defender. And that's what you need to be. And I'm going to send you that book. I wish you could go to the intensive. It's in September. That would really help you. But I just
applied for a scholarship already.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Because
we look forward to
this
seeing
this is a
there.
Great time to redo everything.
Steve, I just want to say one last thing, and that is, Linda, one of the things that you really need to do, and I ask people this all the time, and I really don't want your answer over the air, but I want you to think about it. What does the word priority mean? And actually, what would that look like? Because I ask people in my office all the time, what does that word mean? And then, therefore, what would the behavior have to be? Because we have to ask, is this more inside me, or is this more inside him, or is it a combination of both of us? If you're making lists of things that aren't right that you want him to correct, you know, what part of it is me? And that's all I'm trying to ask and add to this conversation.
Well, and priority is a big issue. I mean, that was my issue.
But what does that mean?
When I first got married, I was in a ministry that said ministry is number one.
Yeah.
And I was dumb enough to tell my wife that.
Yeah.
And so the first 10 years of our marriage were not good. And we call it the Great Tribulation because it wasn't good. It took a pastor friend of mine to spend time with me to get me back into what the Word of God said about family and wife and ministry and priorities. So it can be learned, but it's got to be a willingness to learn it. And that changed the direction of our marriage. At the 10-year mark. See.
Yeah, and as a result, the ministry that told you to be all about them, they're dead, and your marriage is alive. And I'm glad that it is. All right, we're out of time. If you're on the line, hold on. We've got another program to do. We'd love to talk to you and answer your question, whatever it might be. But let me just talk to you for a second here. You know, you listen to other people's problems. You're hoping to gain some insight. But nothing you could do is more effective in a short amount of time as coming to one of our intensive weekends. It doesn't fix everything, but it's so dramatic. It changes the trajectory of your life forever. And we have just seen countless people be changed. I received one of the great emails that I get to receive, two pictures in it. One before she went to our weight loss program. And then a year later, and 65 pounds lighter, and what looks to be 10 years younger, was the other picture. Boy, do you think that makes me feel wonderfully fulfilled? Absolutely. You can change whatever it is. Pornography does not have to own you, nor do you have to live in a relationship that's half dead every time you wake up. There is hope, and there's healing, but you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just do it. Talk to us. Let us see if we can help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And that is the same number that you can call if you want to be part of our giving family. We only do this because people have so faithfully supported us. And we're so grateful for all of that support. So please come on board and become part of the New Life Giving family. We'll send you the book, Regret-Free Living, so that in 30 years, you don't have a whole big burden of regret draining every ounce from you because you didn't plan, you didn't make the right moves. We don't want that for you. So Regret-Free Living, it's our way of saying thank you for a gift of any amount. Now, don't forget, in a couple of days, Leesburg, Virginia, Life Recovery Conference. It's really the New Life Recovery Conference, 9 to 5 in Leesburg. Come join us. You'll love it. It's a great day of transformation, healing, and insight. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, part of the Life Recovery Conference in Leesburg, Virginia. Then Every Man's Battle is coming up in June the 9th. Come join us for that, too. And then Restore. We love you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mylan. Thanks to all of you who support and watch and listen. You have a great day today. We'll see you next time right here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.